Praise the Lord. God's good, eh? In all the time. Amen. I watched that movie, God's Not Dead. And I like when the guys, they talk about it. It's actually a very good decoration. So when the days are going hard, they say, God's good all the time. And all the time, God's good. We have a simple illustration here, okay? Don't fill up the cup yet. Let's imagine one thing. First of all, thanks for the volunteers, Nico and Sarah. Let's put hands together for them. Hey! We're going to do a simple scientific experiment here. Okay? Let's say this is the life. Okay? And these cups represent every single person. Okay? So simple. So each cup represents one thing of a person's life. Okay? Not every single person. So every cup represents something in our lives. Okay? So that's life. The cup represents something. What do we need in life to keep growing, for example? So food, so please, fill out one cup for me, please. Food is also important. It's very important. Why food is important? Energy. Keeps us moving. That gives what our body needs, okay? So just keep the cups. And you can fill up the bowl, huh? Yep, that's it. Awesome. Beautiful. What else? No, not everything yet. One cup at a time. Awesome. What else do we need in life? Oh, water. Why water? Yeah, because our body is 70% water. Yeah, that makes sense too. So let's fill up the cup over there, please. You can fill up the bowl over there with water. So you could put water in our lives, okay? What else do we need in life? If we want to find a job, what do we need first? A kind of education, a qualification. So since children, you basically go to school, all right? So you can put a school things over there, or education or learning. And Thomas, if you want to switch on the PowerPoint, it would be amazing. Thank you very much. What else do we need in life? To succeed in life. What else? Clothing. Yes, we need clothing. So please, if you love the clothing over there, awesome. If there's no more water, you can run and get some water. It's all right. It's all right. And what else do we need in life?
Shelter.
It's very important. Go for it. What else? Do we need people around us or no? Yeah, so let's go put people around us. Relationship is also another good one. What else do we need to fulfill our lives? Sleep is always important. Yes, definitely. If you don't sleep, you don't function, okay? Your brain needs rest. That's perfect. What else? We do need God. Yes, you can place God over there too. Awesome. What else do we need in life? A purpose in life. Awesome. So dreams, visions, and purpose. Awesome. There's something else missing over there? Who?
Faith.
Faith is also important. Awesome. Place the cup over there. Beautiful. Okay? And that, I guess that's all. I guess. What else? We need one more thing. One more last one. Go. Sorry?
Love.
Awesome. Oh, hang on a second. What? Good part of it. That's all good. As you could see. Okay? In a nice and beautiful way. That's what we need in life. So then, the life is fulfilled, all right? It's full of something. Okay? However, what happens with our lives if we let the worries of life come into us? First of all, what happens with the love? Oh, can you try to do it? Oh? What else is affected by our worries in life that end up taking the fulfillment of our lives? What else can affect us? Sorry? Being unhealthy, let's say, unhealthy eating. Can you say, is stress also affects our life? What else can affect our lives? The human beings, some evil things are happening around the world. I don't even want to go to that point today. We're going to remain nice and simple, okay? But beautiful, eh? Awesome. What else can affect our lives? Sickness, yeah? As you spoke about being in health, sickness. What else? Sorry? Poverty, yes. There's just no money, no job. What else? Sorry?
Love.
No love. Good. Then no love can affect our life as well. Okay? And as you can see, what else? What else?
Bitterness.
It's a good word as well. What else?
Jealousy.
Yeah, some things that is part of our lives. Eh? What else?
Criticism.
That's interesting. Wait, let's see. Ah, there you go. Criticism. Wait, that's it. Wait. Gossip. Ah, that's interesting thing, eh? What else? What else?
The car crash.
That's it. The accidents in life as well, eh? Takes the joy away. What else?
Domestic violence.
And you can see, you can name a lot of things that can make our life empty. So what happened with the love and the purpose and the joy, with the health, with the love, with the things of life, with the worries of life? We end up missing it. Because other things might take the fulfillment of our lives away. Okay? So we stop from there. Thank you so much for the volunteers. Thank you so much for that. Put your hands together for them. Awesome. Nice and simple experiment. Okay? So while we're talking about it, we just read two scriptures that are saying to us to be like the children. What does the children have is different than the adult people?
Innocence
is a very interesting word. And as Thomas was sharing this morning, the simple reading over there, that day, on Friday we have a talk in relation to learning how Jesus Christ taught in that time. I was trying to find the Hebrew meaning of the word innocence. Do you know what means the word innocence in Hebrew? Innocence. Very interesting. Actually, being navy, being clean, being simple, and so on. You know, very simple meaning that I could find over there. So, he says to us to be like the little children. So, what happened with the children? Let's say the adult people. Do you guys still see yourselves as children? No? Let's give some simple examples. If someone starts playing or telling some jokes in a very fun way, but annoying you, let's say annoying you, poking you, say, please stop. The person keeps going on, please stop. What's the expression that comes out of that? Hey, please, stop annoying me. Why? Because you're being childish. Yeah, that's very interesting. Yeah? There's so much more examples in relation to that that you can follow through. So, in a simple way, the children. What's the difference between the children and the adult people? Let's go to the scriptures. The scriptures tell us something. Then the people brought the little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them and pray for them, but the disciples rebuked them. I see that happening a lot. Come on, these little children, these troublemakers, keep them away. They make too much noise. They cannot stay quiet. But look how beautiful is that. They're sitting down at the back, nice, relaxing, quiet, and enjoying some drawing over there. But Jesus said, let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. When he had placed his hands on them, he went on from there. So why the children are considered active? What the kids do all the time? They never stop. Yeah? Please stop. Be quiet. They can't. You put them sitting down for 5 seconds in a place, all of a sudden they're moving again. Okay, but they are very active. But then as you grow older, what happens with our active life? It slows down. There are some reasons that brings our active life to slow down. One, because we're busy. Yeah, the word busy is everywhere. Oh, can you see me today? No, I'm busy. Papi, can you play with you today? No, I'm busy. Oh, Papi, can you read this story for me today? No, I'm busy. Ooh, this word is kind of dangerous, eh? Okay, simple. But as you can see, as you grow older, the things of life give us, how can I say, take the time away of our activity. Okay, but active is one of the words that children must have. So what's the main thing doctors tell the people when your cholesterol is high? Or when you have some heart problems? Or you are facing stress in your life? What does it tell you to do?
Exercise. Okay, so do some movement. Okay, so be active. Why being active is important to us? Then scientifically, as we move, you produce some chemicals in the brain. One of them, endorphin. All of them, dopamine, the other is serotonin. I hope I'm speaking the proper English now. Okay? But the main thing is all these chemicals, they give a balance in your brain, which helps you to relax, to rest properly, and to be more happy. Be happier, actually. All right, second thing. Children are very verbal. The scripture says, after 3 days, they found Jesus in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Whoever faced children here saying, Mommy, what is that? Ah, that's this. Why? Ah, because of that. Why? Because that. Why? I told you why. Come on. Okay, see, this kind of example, the kids are actually very interesting, very verbal. They are not afraid of asking questions, you know? And everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. This is also a famous expression I can see people saying many times is, these kids, they know so much today. Haven't seen that before. The kids, sometimes they know some things they've never heard before. How did you know that? Ah, Mom, I saw that in the market, I saw on the TV, or my teacher told me that. So, oh, that's interesting. So the kids are very verbal and communicative. If you talk to them, they talk to you. Yeah, depends. Yeah, but they engage in the conversation. Next one. The sense of humor. Oh, that's a very interesting one, eh? Children, they're very amazing. Humor. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Again, I went back to the Hebrew meaning or the Greek meaning of the word rejoice. Means to be excited. Be excited about something. Kids, let's go to the zoo tomorrow. Yay! Let's do some study tomorrow. Okay, simple as this. Okay, you can see this smoothness with relation to the activities. But one thing that are very, how can I say, they're easy to rejoice. Guys, I got food today. Ice cream, yay! Another person, ice cream? No, thanks. Not so good. Now, of course, it's going to affect the health, okay? I'm just bringing the children context, okay, in a simple way. Then, what happens with the adult, the sense of humor? In some cases, might get a bit dirty. Now, in some situations, the humor changes, you know? And the excitement in relation to other things also changes. Why? Because we're tired, because we're busy, because there are things in life that might affect our adulthood. But the main thing is, the children, as Jesus Christ is pointing out, be like the little children, means rejoice. Be excited about the things. I like taking the kids to the zoo because when they see the lion, they might have seen the lion 10 times. When they see the lion, they see the lion again, they say, wow, that's so interesting. Look at the sky, wow. Look at that tree, wow. They have this excitement seeing the things. A good example for that, Disney movies. I'm not the best on Disney movies, okay? I'm not that fun on this because they sing the whole movie long and takes forever. But the children, they tend to watch the same move over and over and over again. But we saw it 10 times. When the 11th time when they watch the movie, they know all the sayings or the people are saying in the movie, the songs and so on, but enjoy it because they have the excitement, which is interesting to us. Next one, social skills. Wow, that's an interesting one. One thing interesting about children is social skills. Can I ask everyone to stand up for me, please, in a simple way? Let's do a simple experiment. Stand up for me, please, everyone. Okay, awesome. You have 1 minute to get to know someone that you don't know yet. But if you know this person, it's okay. But I try to find someone to have a quick chat. 1 minute. Let's try. Let's do this experiment. Let's see. Good, good. And awesome. Awesome. We can get back on your places, please. Oh, good. Okay, okay, okay. Thank you very much. Awesome. Well done, well done, well done. Well, you guys may please have a seat. All righty. Good. Awesome. Now you may have a seat. All righty, well done. So, how was the experiment? Was it good? Was it awkward at the beginning? It was a bit strange, eh? To approach someone that I don't know, I'm not sure. I could see some people walking around looking out, say, oh, what should I do? You know, in a simple way, we still have our social skills. We just need to exercise a bit more. But then, another thing is, put the children by itself on a park with other children. What happens after 3 minutes? They got 10 friends. I got to know that guy, that kid, that other one who played this and that. They're very quick to make new friends. You know, and their social skills are so good. And they feel so happy when they have a sleepover at someone's house or when they go to a friend's house to play. Now they have the play dates. Now the families get around together and take their kids to play together. And it's so easy to see them interacting. And they look like good friends. And that's good friendships. That's how the good friendship starts. Yeah? And the word says, rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud. Be willing to associate with people of low position. What children have? This exercise inside the church is very simple and easy to do. But if you go to the street, in the middle of the city, with people that don't know, and the person might be very well dressed or very badly dressed, the person might be shaven or clean shaven, the person might be looking different than what you think you are, you might feel very less comfortable in that situation. Children, they talk to anyone. That's why we often tell the children, please don't talk to strangers because they don't know the intention. Okay, but socially, that's what happens. So they are not going to talk to someone because they're poorer than me, because they're dirty, because of that. They're very naive and simple. Of course, they have this defensive system on them for the first step, but as they see the person is harmless, they'll have a good conversation. Unfortunately, what happens in this case? People, they know that, and they end up abusing the children, which is not good in relation to what happens to that. But simple, but social skills. And as you grow older, you become more aware. But does that mean you don't need to make new friends? Why not? That's the main thing. There are always people looking for other people around and looking for some good ways to have some fun. Then, next one. They're very good at problem solving. That's very interesting. They have another day to the youth, a game where they have to basically put three numbers in line with each other, in these three lines, you know, and for me it was very hard. In 10 minutes, this guy done this task. It was very easy. But that leads us back to the story of David. Who knows that story? King David. What happened over there? When David came to the camp, in a very long story short, in a simple way, David came to the camp and saw the adults, the soldiers, the big dudes, the big guys, the big boys, afraid of the giant. And what was the first sentence David said? Who is this Philistine or this uncircumcised man who is trying to affront or trying to destroy the people of the living God? Hey, he wasn't considered an adult person at that time. He was considered a child at that time. And in the simple way, he came to the king and said, hey, I'm going to fight the giant. Wait, how come? Hang on a second. Very quick problem solving. And then he took his staff and his hand, chose 5 smooth stones from the stream, put them in the pouch of his shepherd's bag, and with his sling in his hand, he approached the Philistine. What he did? He didn't do something he didn't know what to do. He knew that God was with him. He knew the promise of God in his life and for his people, and he knew what he was supposed to do. Very quick on problem solving. As you grow older, what happens with us? We tend to overthink. Sometimes, I've got to give a simple example. Forgiveness is a hard thing to do because you overthink. We overthink. Children, you tell them off this morning. They cry, they get angry with you. Half an hour later, they come to you and give you a hug. Interesting, eh? Simple. Next one. Okay. Then curiosity and obedience. David was saying to God in his prayer, Lord, I'm eager to learn all that you want me to do. Help me to understand more and more. And in the Psalm 119 to 33, 34, 35, it says, Lord, please keep teaching me, because then I will be able to obey. The children, they have no information at all. And we, as an adult, we can help to shape them up. And they are very eager to learn, and they are very eager to obey, as long as we keep following the steps that need to be taken. Is it an easy task for parents? Not at all. Now, for parents and whoever have kids around, I don't have mine yet, but it's not an easy task. But they learn as they grow. What happens when we get older? What happens to our curiosity? It slows down. I learned enough. I've done my university degree. I've done my master's degree. Now I just need to work, and so on. So our curiosity goes down as we grow older. But Psalm chapter 1 tells us one thing that's very interesting to us. It says, meditate on my word day and night. Do not let these words depart from me. And it's something like that. And it tells us to keep meditating in the word of God day and night. Because if you go back to the New Testament, Paul says, before was to think like a child, act like a child. But today, as I grow up, I'm smarter. I know a little bit more. You know, so he have a lot more knowledge. But he's still trying to work on the curiosity and being obedient to God. And trust. Towards all, there's the end of the day. God tells us, truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child, will never enter it. He took the children in his arms, placed his hands on them, and blessed them. When he tell the children a simple story, they believe it. It could be a lie, it could be a true, it could be a fantasy. They believe, wow, that would happen, wow. You know, and they believe it. So if you keep teaching about God to them, they'll believe it. And Proverbs says, teach the way to the little children, so when they grow older, they will not be apart from that. It's a simple thing. So it's easier to preach the good news to the little ones. It's easy to talk about Jesus to the little ones. What happened with the older ones? There's a skepticism behind it. Nah, I don't want to hear about it because I believe that. I forget about it. And the conversation becomes a bit more confused. But the Lord tells us to be like the little children in relation to trust him. In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus Christ spent the whole chapter over there explaining that God knows what are our needs. And he says to us, don't worry. I guess the word trust walks alongside with don't worry. Trust in Jesus. Trust in God. And he got you. He got you on his arms. He's carrying you. He cares for you. He knows what you're going through. So he says, just trust God. And our final thought. We sung this morning. Jesus, Jesus every day. Jesus, Jesus all the way. Jesus, help us not to stray. He loves us so. It's such a simple statement and such a deep meaning. When I look at Jesus, he knew who he was since he was a child. When his parents found him on the temple asking and answering questions, he knew the answer already. And he was enjoying that moment over there. He was there for 3 days. And he was eager to learn. He was having good fun. He was learning a lot more. He still kept his sense of humor and so on. But the main thing is, he knew that it was not the time yet. So you don't hear the people talking about Jesus until he starts his ministry. And one interesting thing is, he talks a lot about being the little children to inherit the word of God, to have the kingdom, the eternal life. Because he knows our life is not just here. There is more to come after here. And the only person that describes that he was, let me ask a simple question. Who is the most loved disciple, Jesus' disciple? Who is the most loved one? Eh? Why John? Sorry? Because he says so. He doesn't, Jesus Christ doesn't say to John, I love you the most. John felt so loved by Jesus that he described that he looks like he's the most loved one. Because why? Because he was always on the side of Jesus, used to hug him, lie on his laps and so on, because he used to love the Lord's presence. So it was not Jesus that was loving John more than anything. Actually, John was feeling the love of God towards him. So your children, when they need you, when they're struggling, they have some issues, who do they run first? Mommy, give a hug. Daddy, they give a hug. And they stand in the family's arms. Why? Because they trust you. If you get a kid and throw them in the arms, they know they're going to be caught up again. If you're playing in the swimming pool with the children, and tell, jump, jump, I'm here to hold you up. What they do, they jump straight on because they trust. So our trust in God is supposed to be like children. So I guess the activity that I had today with the children singing this song and enjoying some time here forward at the front, and what you're doing on Sunday morning over there, is just to help to shape them in relation to who they are in Christ. But as you grow older, of course you're not going to act like child, but a children in us, not supposed to die. What happened to people is to play games, have some good fun, everything. Of course, have some limitations in relation to health, but you cannot let the life pass by in worries. But yes, let's live our life in praise, in rejoicing in the Lord, in trusting God, in learning more about Him. When I think I know everything, that's when I know nothing. You know? And keep walking with the Lord as you go through. And that's how I'd like to conclude this message this morning. In a simple way. Jesus, every day in our life. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus, He helps us not to stray. Why? Because He loves us so. Let's just bow and pray as you conclude. Father, I just want to thank you so much, Lord, for this message. I just want to thank you, Lord, that in a simple way we could discuss very deep, meaningful words, Father, but help us to follow you, Lord, as you've been instructing us, Father, like the little children, Lord. This life here is not eternal, Father. This life here is not eternal. The eternal life is with you when our body goes back to the ground. Whatever happens, Father, what matters to us is to focus in your kingdom, Lord, and to be with you forever and ever, Father. So, Lord, in our journey, Father, help us to be curious about you, to learn more about you as you sung this morning, to praise you fully hearted, to live our lives trusting that you are there with us, to be obedient to your word, to your truth, not to our truth, Father, or to what we think, but to who you are, Father. And to seek you, Father, because who you are and not because what you can give to us, Lord. Thank you so much for this beautiful thought you gave to us, Lord. And I praise you for your good and your mercy endures forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Thank you.